Today's reading is in Luke chapter 20, beginning in verse 27. Luke chapter 20, beginning in verse 27. There came to him some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die any more, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." Then some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him any question. So in our previous reading, we saw that it was pretty common that people were trying to catch Jesus in, you know, some sort of a contradiction or something they could accuse him of, whether that was to the Romans or against the law itself. And here we have another group coming to him, the Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in a resurrection, and so they come and pose this question to him, and they considered this question to be an unanswerable question. It's one that they used to silence those that were their opposition. If they couldn't answer it, then they went away thinking that, you know, their view that the resurrection was not true would be justified. But they pose this to Jesus, and Jesus says, "You think you've got it all figured out, but let me tell you that you really don't understand. Let me explain it to you." And he does. He explains that the spiritual existence of the resurrection is very different than this earthly existence. There won't be any death anymore. They're not going to marry and be given in marriage. And that God is the God of the living, not the dead. And after that, they couldn't answer him anymore. They dared not even pose any further questions to him. When I think about the resurrection, there are certain things that I think about and I look forward to. I look forward to an existence where the breakdown of this body is not with me anymore. You know, I look forward to an existence where I don't battle with my weight, and I don't battle with back pain, and I don't battle with foot pain, and you know, I don't have to take medicines every day to keep blood pressure under control, keep cholesterol under control. All those different things that we fight with in this life, just trying to keep ourselves healthy enough to be able to have some quality of life. But that's what it really comes down to, isn't it? Quality of life. The quality of life in that spiritual existence after the resurrection, when those that are faithful can be in heaven with God, that's the ultimate quality of life. There won't be any pain. There won't be any sorrow. There will only be the glory of our God. We think quality of life now is based on how much and what kind of food I've got to eat, and whether I might be able to have a dessert for dinner, and you know, whether I've got a house that I can depend on when we have a thunderstorm or a, you know, ice storm like we had this year. All these different things that we rate as quality of life, they won't mean anything after the resurrection. None of them will matter at all. And that's what the Sadducees were missing. They were so focused on this unanswerable question that Jesus says, none of this is going to matter. It won't make any difference. Now, Jesus knows what their beliefs are, and he knows that they don't believe in the resurrection. And so he makes this affirmation when he says, the dead are raised, even Moses showed. So they started off saying, you know, Moses wrote that this is what's supposed to be done. Well, he goes back to Moses and tells them, how can you not believe in a resurrection when you believe Moses? And Moses affirmed that the resurrection was true. Continuing that verse, verse 37 and 38, he says, in the passage about the bush where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, people that had already died by the time Moses was there. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. And we all are going to give an answer to him. But God speaks of himself as the God of all, whether they are past or present. So whether it's past or not, he's still the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He's still the God of Moses. He's still the God of Isaiah. All of these people. Even though their body has died on this earth, there is something within us that lives past this body. That is the spirit which God has created for us, which is eternal. And when we're talking about the resurrection, we might as well address that we're talking about judgment as well. Because there's going to come that moment in which we are judged by God, and we will be found faithful, having been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, being welcomed into heaven, and that will be our eternal existence in glory with him. Or you will be turned away, being found unfaithful, being condemned, and have to live eternally separated from God, away from his blessings and his glory, being punished for all time, simply because we were not faithful and obedient to him. Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 13, he says, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Without the resurrection, the good news of Christ falls apart, the good news of the Messiah. Now, I don't really know what was in the mind of these Sadducees when they thought there is no resurrection. What did they think that all the references to, you know, life after death meant for them? Did they think that serving God was only about blessings in this life? I guess that is what they thought. But they were so terribly wrong, because hanging on the resurrection is all that God has been talking about from the beginning of creation until now. The fact that God is the God of the living has great implications. Death is not the end of existence. It's not the end of our consciousness. It's not the end of our relationship with God. There will be a resurrection. And even if we say we are unsure of the exact way that our body will be in that resurrection, or what it means, or maybe we have a difficult time conceptualizing the idea of living in heaven, if we believe in Jesus, then we must believe in the resurrection. We must believe that there is a day of judgment. But that also means I need to be preparing for that resurrection. I need to be preparing for what comes after this life. So I think that our prayer today needs to be that we realize that there is a resurrection. And I do what I need to do today, both in self-examination as well as faithful serving, in order to be found faithful on that day so that I can attain the type of resurrection that I would want. And that is to be in heaven with my God, the God of the living. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.